names for maybe cheap wines or?
No, I don't have a slang for it.
No slang for it. Okay. Talk about the worst section of town. Maybe where the really tough types hang out, where you probably wouldn't be a good idea to go down there by yourself or unarmed, you know. What would you call that section of town? Really rough section of town.
I call it Pimp Town or the Dump.
Is there a place like that in Starkville?
No.
But in a city, you call it that.
Mm-hmm.
In a bigger city, again, I don't know if you have these here, but a movie theater where dirty movies or adult movies would be shown, what would you call that place?
I don't have a name.
Okay. X-rated theater or anything like that?
No, if I was going to see one, I'd just go see it going to an X-rated movie or something.
Adult theater?
I don't call it any kind of theater.
Do you have any name for the films themselves? That was a really lousy, or that was a really good, whatever it was?
No, it was either good, bad, or not good.
Okay, I was thinking maybe like skin flicks or X-rated movies.
No, it's called a dirty movie.
Dirty movie, okay. What about the man who delivers your mail? He's called a...
A mailman.
Okay. What about the man who picks up your garbage or trash?
Trash man.
Do you have any name for a man, say, who's able to get favors from City Hall or the city government? You know, a man who's really influential in city politics. Do you have a name for that kind of person?
A big shot.
Big shot. Okay. What about a man, a city employee?
Excuse me.
Okay, a man who is supposedly a city employee, but he really doesn't have an actual job. He doesn't have any responsibilities and he doesn't do anything, but he's still on the city payroll. Is that familiar to you?
He doesn't do anything.
No. Maybe he's got his friend in office and he's on the payroll, but he doesn't actually do a job.
Freeholder.
Okay. You ever heard of a payroller or a Chinaman?
No.
You mean that? Okay. What about a big food store, maybe in a shopping center? What would be a general name for it? You're going to the
grocery store.
Okay. Would you ever say supermarket?
No.
Okay. Does that mean anything to you, right?
No.
Okay. What about a smaller neighborhood store? Would you call that anything in particular?
No, just the store.
Like a mom and dad's, have you ever heard of that?
No.
Alright. Maybe a store, sometimes they're in these big grocery stores and shopping centers. There's a section of it where you can buy specially prepared food, like hors d'oeuvres or cheeses and stuff like that, snacks and appetizers. Do you have a name for a place like that?
Specialty shop or something.
Okay. Are you familiar with a delicatessen or a deli?
Yes.
Do they have those in town?
Mm-hmm.
Is it a separate store or part of the grocery store?
It's part of the grocery store.
And you call it the...
Well, like you said, I don't call it anything, but you can call it the delicatessen.
Okay. In your kitchen, say if you wanted to heat up something, maybe cook a hamburger, and you didn't want to use the entire oven, maybe something smaller that you could use runs on electricity. Now you plug it in. It looks kind of like a pan, but it's got a temperature control on it.
It's called a small oven or